Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland music bringing us back. It's John Mellencamp, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for hanging out with me. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Barbara Weltman's our guest, our good friend. Oh, and I've been forgetting to mention, Barbara, your outstanding radio program that you do every Monday afternoon. Tell us about it.
It's called Build Your Business, and the point of the show is to bring on great guests to help all of my listeners do things better in their business.
You have a lot of great guests on there. I mean, some of them are really great, aren't they?
Yeah, I've had Wayne Rogers on, and of course Karen Mills from SBA, and people from Congress, and great, and really just wonderful, and, wonderful.
But some of them were even
like
some,
Jim Blasingame.
Yeah, that guy, yeah. You're making me work too hard for this, Barbara. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website, and find out all about her and all the things she does. And don't forget the books, too, by the way. You can find these books wherever books are sold, but also on Amazon or any of the online bookstores. Small Business Taxes 2011, the J.K. Lasser series, and then J.K. Lasser's Tax Deductions for Small Business, for your small business, among others. Barbara, the president has proposed some tax advantages in his jobs creation bill that he acts like he thinks will should cause business owners to take these little goodies, and that should compel them to hire more people. What do you think?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, they're nice. Don't get me wrong. Who doesn't like a tax cut, whether it's for the employees or it's for the business owners? All of that is really nice. But the bottom line is, it's not enough to make, when you think of the cost of an employee, which is anywhere between 15 and 50% more than the salary that you're paying, it's just too much to be an incentive for hiring. And in fact, I do a weekly webinar for continuing education for accountants. Mm-hmm. And last week, after the proposals came out, I polled all the participants, and I said, do you think this is going to help create jobs? And this is the first time I've ever had 100% response on anything, and 100% said no.
Wow.
100%. I couldn't believe it.
Well, 80, we polled our audience basically the same question. Will President Obama's jobs bill create jobs? And 80% said no. I think we had 13% that said the unsure, and about 7 said yes. But I mean, this was 8 out of 10 said no. And when I look at the proposals, as you said, you know, I'll be grateful for any kind of a break if he can get government agencies and contractors to pay small business owners faster. Thank you for that, Mr. President. But people are going to hire more employees when they have the sales growth to justify it, and they feel
exactly.
and they feel confident enough in the future to bring on somebody like that. Because Barbara, especially for a small business, we hire a new employee. We've made a commitment. It's not just an investment. We made a commitment. These people become part of our family.
Exactly. We make a commitment not only to the employee but to the employee's family.
Right.
That they're going to have a place of work. They're going to get a regular paycheck. I mean, we take this stuff very seriously. Right. We look them in the eye. You know, we're not higher up. We're face to face.
That's right.
And for sure, we only hire. The tax incentives are all nice and good, but the only reason we hire is because we have a real need for another employee. And when do we have a need? When we have higher sales.
Well, in the $4,000 tax credit, which, by the way, you only get, as I understand it, Barbara, you only get the full $4,000 if you hire somebody who's been out of work 6 months. So that means you got to go looking for somebody in that category to get the full four. But that's only a one-time thing. So if you bring somebody on it, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year, whatever the rate is, $4,000 is not that big. It's a one-time $4,000 pop. is not enough to make you want to go to do it, especially, Barbara, when we don't know what the tax bill is going to be a year from now, and we don't know what the health care bill is going to do to us.
Absolutely. We don't have a clue about so many things. And this is outrageous, really, when you think about it, that we should be asked to be running a business and doing all these things when we don't know. We don't know what some of the rules are for next year.
That's right.
Many of the provisions that are in the law right now that were extended expire this year.
Right.
The research credit, for example, one of the most important provisions in our country, and they let it expire every other year.
Exactly. And that's another example. Barbara, we've got to have 21st century tax code. That's what we've got to do, and you I know you'll be part of helping us get that done one of these days. Thank you for being here. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.